Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of HTS.
HTS.
The old acronym.
HTS.
Acronym. Episode two, look, you'll probably see that we're wearing the same clothes.
Back to back.
Yeah, back to back episodes.
Mahi.
Yep. Mahi. All right, boys, put in peak. Let's go.
Peak, just going off something, I'd caught up with my brother on my trip and haven't seen him in 11 years, my oldest brother. 50 years old, up in Whitianga, so it was good, bro. I haven't seen him in a long time. Nieces and nephews that are teenagers now, so it's good to kind of meet them. And the reason being just he was adopted out when mum was 15 and come from a Catholic family, you know, times are different back then. But it was good, bro, to reconnect with him and make more of an effort. So like I was saying, I'm one of 10, bro.
Yeah.
Don't always get time to catch up everyone in Navy and moving to Perth. And so that was wicked, bro.
Choice.
My pit... You know, I had my third shoulder surgery, back to basics at the pit, but I love a challenge, eh? I love when a bit of a setback. So back to doing like the basics, the push-ups on the floor, on the knees, bro, the puku is fucking, bro, since I had the surgery, bro, I just switched off and I, surgery, then holiday back home and I've got my bucket list of food, bro. So I've got, you know, the Hungry Jacks, the old Hell's Pizza, the fuck Burger Fuel, Shamiana. Yep. Just let myself go. My brother's at a PT. He's like, bro, we coming to the gym today? It's like, holiday, cuss, holiday. But it's good, bro. I love a setback and getting back into the gym and just kind of pushing yourself, getting back to some normality, boys. So a new challenge. It's wicked. So that's put in peak.
Nice, bro. Nice. Joke.
The pit boys, I've just come back to an absolute flood of inquiries.
But they're one you had.
Uncle Phil from Cannington. Fuck you, man. Fucking bastard, bro. Impatient motherfucker. Did you see that, Koi?
No.
Oh, bro, this dude messaged me saying, I need to start PT tomorrow. I need to look at 3 sessions a week. I said to him, look, I'm just on holiday at the moment, but I can help when I get back. FYI, I probably can't do 3 sessions a week. And then he was like, I need to start tomorrow, do whatever you need to get it done. And I was like, I'm not too sure you read the message before. I'm in New Zealand and there's a board of trainers that can get you started by tomorrow. And then he just had a sook and goes, oh, I'll do it myself.
Bro.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's some kinds of weird,
sick,
eh?
Bro, yeah. But heaps of inquiries, bro. That's what I did speak about it. Last year with my time management, I probably wouldn't have been able to handle half this workload.
Yep.
Now with these new tools that obviously we learned when we sort of got to their breaking points, I can handle a lot more. Still stressful, but I can handle a lot more
handle
now.
It,
but it's still a pit. But good problem to have.
Hard.
Peak boys, ooh, man, went back to the NZ for the first time with my boys. They were awesome travel buddies.
Fuck, first time for the boys.
First time on a plane for the boys, bro.
Fuck.
Yeah, man. So they're 5 and 7. And it
here
was
you
good
are going
to
Thailand and all sorts.
All sorts, bro. The boys are just at home. Yep. And it was just good to reconnect with the whenua and the whānau, bro. And, you know, obviously you fellas saw a lot of my stories. See, when I go back to New Zealand, I don't crave any of that sort of, I don't crave any takeaways or pies or anything like that, bro. We're going for things that I can't get.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, in Aussie, bro. So you would have seen some of the dinosaur crayfish that we got, bro, and the muscles fuck, bigger than our hands. And, you know, but it's kai mahi, eh, bro? Like we had to work hard to get the kai, bro. And it was all for my grandparents' unveiling as well, bro.
Nice.
The story that I'm going to tell, bro, it's just going to take a little longer, sorry, boys, but it was good to sort of immerse the boys in that tikanga Māori and the our tikanga up in the north as well, bro, and then just how I grew up and then just to know who they are, where they're from, and their whānau, bro, so it was a good connection for them. There was a big boar hanging around at, this is the story, sorry, boys, there was a big boar hanging around at the pigsty that we're going to do for the unveiling. Dad's the butcher, Uncle Wool, Cousin Shaney, and Hordy and Daz went down. Dad was the only one with the knife. Uncle Wool shot the boar, said someone go and stick it just to make sure it's dead. Dad had the knife, should have got one of the younger cousins to do it, bro. He stabbed it and it kicked back, bro. Slippery in the pen, he slipped back, bro. Didn't want to let go of the knife. He's ripped the hammy off the bone, bro.
Oh.
He ripped his hamstring off the bone. He was in pain, bro. He reckons he nearly fainted. But it was just an absolute pit for her, mate. And it was just a cracker bad story for the weekend. Dad couldn't move, bro.
Hemi's running the family.
I know, bro. And then, so he's the butcher, bro. So when he's obviously cutting up the beef and cutting up the pork, I was on his shoulder, you know, like, and he couldn't bend down to pick up stuff, bro, sharpening his knives and just doing all the little jobs that, I don't know, he just takes power and pride by doing everything. He doesn't want help, eh, bro, but it just hurt him that he had to ask for help, bro, all the time. But he wanted to get it done, and I was proud of the old boy for getting it all done with a pulled hammy, bro.
Well done.
Yeah.
Mm.
Even the cousin walked into the communal marae showers. He goes, "Is that you? Is that you, Hori?" And he goes, "Oh, yeah, honks." He goes, "Boy, can you come and help me put my undies on?" So, shout to the cousin Hori, putting the old man's undies on, bro.
Nothing worse. Nice, bro. Hard, nothing worse. My pit, I briefly touched on in the last episode of where mahi come back straight into mahi, rent inspection. So, straight home from here. Straight into those fucking
chores,
straight into chores, bro. Not happy.
Nah.
Not happy.
One of the bros out, crack up when I say his name, but fuck, if he wants to do anything, leave the house, fuck, he's doing like a long list of chores, lawns, gardens, and he's always posting. I feel sorry for the bro. Goes for it rough, eh? Ooh. We all get our chores time to time.
Fuck that, bro.
Nothing worse than chores.
Don't leave me a list, man.
Yeah, because my yard's fucked too. You'll see my backyard. Oh, it's bro. Fucking it's shocking, like a
Jumanji
bro.
At the back of there, bro.
Dog tickle all over it.
Dried up tickle.
Just let it dry up and turn white.
Oh, and then just mow it up.
And just power, yeah, mow it. Just run over the mower. What is it? Fucking
fertilizer.
Fertilizer.
Yeah.
Fertilizer. Mm. The old cuckers.
Smart.
Yeah.
Smart, 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 lazy, whatever.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
But fuck my peak, fuck, what am I? 22 days, 2 hours, 2 hour, yeah, 2.5 hours of ice baths.
Nice.
22
nice.
Days, bro.
Yep.
I actually love it.
Yeah, it's good, bro.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Been doing it every day up at work and every second morning as well. I'll do it twice a day. But it's probably
wakes you up.
Yeah, but that actually helped me get through my swing because it's something that I look forward to at the end of the day, and I kind of
endorphin kick.
Yeah, oh, bro,
yeah, bro,
100% more than what you get from cocaine, eh?
200%, bro,
200% more than cocaine.
And a more sustained release over a 24-hour period.
Yeah, bro,
hectic.
Sleeping mean.
Hectic.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just trying to do one thing uncomfortable every single day. Mm. You know, say it all the time there. 1% better.
Maybe pick up the dog tickle. That's uncomfortable for you, bro. There's a goal now.
Pick up one dog tickle a day.
Yeah, bro.
Not a bad shout, that one. Not a bad shout. But, yeah, that's pit and peak for another week. Anyway, boys, let's quickly touch on your fellas' NZ trip. I'm sure you fellas got stories.
Bro, yeah, fuck. We had 9 stops in 3 weeks, and I've got 3 kids. Had to get a rental car. It's fucking expensive.
Expensive.
Hitting up the brothers, bro, give them a spare car. I'd rather give you $1,000 or whatever. We pay $1,500. Rotors,
Tauranga. That's not bad, eh?
Thames, Turoa, Whitianga, Naki. I didn't even make it to Palmy. Went to Waiheke Island. It was good to take the kids back there where the missus is from.
Actually, can I just... Bro, congrats. Palmy, worst...
Shittest city
in New Zealand back to back, eh?
Bro, and what hurts, bro, is I grew up in Hawera too, and that was 2018. We've done a rough, bro, growing up. My childhood wasn't easy, cuz.
Wherever you go, bro.
But it was mean, like, fuck, it was good, bro. We took the kids to the rivers and Kerosene Creek and Rotors and caught up with some friends and family I haven't caught up with in, like, years, 4 years. And, like you were saying, bro, just to take the kids, they love the beach, outdoors. Just how we grew up, and the kids were like, oh, they want to live in NZ. Mm. And they're like, why don't we live here? And try to explain to them, darling, you wouldn't be having McDonald's every fucking second week, or it's just the lifestyle. But I think you got to weigh it up, eh? The culture, family, the lifestyle, compared to here, you know, you got to weigh up, you know, weigh the two up. So it was wicked, bro, a lot of traveling, though, and, like, time's short, you know. My grandma's 93. Kicking on, but, you know, I might only have a few more Christmases with her if I go back every year and things like that, bro. So caught up with half my siblings, missed 4 of them, didn't get a chance to go to Palmy, but wicked trip, just too much feeds, bro. Fuck, got the old powers and all sorts. Tell you a little story, we had a bucks, had a fucking 3 benders in a week, and the bro Tommy comes over And the Navy used to do an end of year function, pumping. Used to, cock of the fleet call it, champion of the Navy. Everyone hits the piss hard. But they've stamped down on a lot of that in the military now. It's not what it used to be. Caught up with a lot of the old boys. But the personal trainers in the Navy, my brother's warrant officer runs the whole PT in the Navy. They had a PT thing, so went along with that with the bro Tommy. And then we went to the senior rates mess, cheap piss. End up going, getting a ferry from Devonport to Auckland, and we went out on the viaduct, this new spot. It was all good. I've haven't been wearing my sling, shoulders fucked. And it was 3 stories high. You get an escalator up the top. I'm fucked, bro. I got the old T-Rex arms. I'm pretty hucked. I'm on the D floor cutting shapes, vaping. One of the bouncers, boot, get up. Got kicked out. Anyways, waiting out the front, trying to call the bro and my brother that I'm outside. Got kicked out. They didn't come out. I started climbing up the side of the building. Got to the second floor, like a cafe balcony. I'm hucked. And then the third floor's the balcony to the club. I was like, fuck, if only I can get up there. If my shoulder wasn't fucked, I would have been able to muscle myself up. So I put my leg on these Christmas lights that are dangling all over the balcony area to try and push up off that up. Ting, 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 ting. I railed the whole thing, pulled the whole thing down. Fuck, I started climbing. That was high up too, bro, and I was hucked. Anyways, got down, bro, and fuck, I gapped it because fuck.
You know, bouncer waiting for you,
bro. Yeah, but it was good trip. And then, you know, bucks parties, weddings, for the brother-in-law's wedding. It was a wicked trip. But that was the trip, boys. Don't drink and climb.
Nice.
Hey?
Nice, yeah. It looked good though, bro.
It was really wicked.
Really looked
good,
went
to the luge. Yep. Some of the boys hooked up with some free tickets. I messaged everyone. Surely someone's got a cousin that works at the luge and so fucks got some free tickets.
And gondolas. That. And the gondolas.
Yeah, kids loved it, bro. They got some new little tracks and, bro, first track, daughter's on their own. Bro, come around the corner, bro, she flipped. Bro, smoked. Cried, like she was hurt, crying.
Flipped?
Flipped.
Fuck, those things shouldn't flip, bro.
And son was on another one by himself and the whole way he's like waving, turning around. The guy's like, son, look forward. And on the second track, bro, I cracked up. I come around a bend. There was 12 of us. And he's on this hill, bro. I don't know how the fuck he got up this hill and he's stuck. I was like, fuck yeah, but the kids had fun, bro. That's the most important thing. So yeah, it was hard case.
Anyone slay back old?
Nah. It was funny at the wedding, bro. It was funny at the wedding because there was a few, one of the bridesmaids, she's close to 40 and she got a 21-year-old daughter and she was trying to tear out with my brother. And I was like, no, fuck. Anyways, the mum, 39, was like, oh, your brother's good looking and We are pretty much guests to the party, you know. And her partner's got enough of her complimenting my brother. And he's like, bro, I'm going to knock out your brother soon, bro. And I was like, no, don't be like that, bro. I was like, fucking, you sort her out. But it was a good little trip. Harmless. It was harmless. But yeah, no, good trip, boys.
Me.
Good to be home.
Some niff. Now, my trip home was really good, bro. Like I said, that the boys were an absolute pleasure. Travelling home with, bro, they were just my mates, eh, bro. It was like travelling on tour, on a rugby tour. The boys were really good. My niece jumped on. We dropped her off in Whangarei before me and the boys travelled north. Dane and his 2 kids and Emma come up as well, bro. And then we're straight into Morai Touch that first morning. Saw all the cousins. I haven't seen old Adam Blair's younger brother in 18 years, bro, and he brought his 2 kids up. And so Conan, Titan, Sophie, and young William, they all played in the same team in the under-8s the same way that me, Dane, Cliffy, Kenny all played together, you know, and I was like, fuck, how good's this? Because I haven't seen him in 18 years, and it was 18 years before, or 10 years before that, when we were playing in the under-8s, it was choice, bro. And it was just, yeah, like I said, it was choice to reconnect with the whenua, bro. Like, I don't know, I just, man, when I look at Pangaru Maunga, bro, just, that's our whānau, bro, you know, and what we do is we cleanse a lot of our tonga in the water, bro, on the awa that comes off the maunga. So I just took my greenstone back and a couple of things and just sort of washed my face in the creek and that, and then took all the kids down to the creek, bro, and they were making memories the same way that I made memories growing up at the grandparents' house, bro.
Starting fires.
Awesome. You're allowed to up there, eh? And my kids are just freaking out, eh, bro? You know, like my little cousins and that, they're just jumping on horses, you know, like just to get places, bro.
Mm.
You know, 8 years old, just jumping on a same age as Titan, jumping on a horse, bro.
Yeah.
Just shooting around. No Wi-Fi up there as well, bro. The Morai has a small little pocket for Wi-Fi, bro. So when we all come back at the end of our days,
Everyone's in the same area.
Boom, just in the marae, bro.
Snoring.
Or like just trying to upload all your pictures and stuff like that. And it's slow as, but it's good. It was good for the kids, bro. Didn't take their iPads back and stuff like that. And they're just, as soon as they wake up in the morning, they're outside, eh, bro?
Was it that area where that fucking boiler pop was?
Down the Horries one?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Fuck, you were hucked in that, eh?
So I wasn't supposed to
post on that
on the Horries one. I don't know why I was on the Horries page,
bro. I seen that, I was shaking my head, go, this motherfucker's wasted.
Yeah, it was crack up, though.
Crack up, hard. It was Horry, it was good.
But heaps of good kai, eh, boys? Mm. Heaps of good kai. But I was, like I was telling Mitchie, I'm doing all the weigh-ins this week. Everyone's on the scanner this week, eh, bro? And, fuck, I'm actually 200 grams lighter than when I went to New Zealand. How does that work, bro?
Fuck.
Yeah, it must have been just all the mahi to get the good kai, bro. Yeah. But, I was quite happy I didn't put on any grams.
We were hucked, bro, driving to a bakery. There was this Māori auntie in the mount on the side of the road, bro, crock pots. We just pulled up and fuck, she had everything, cream powers, raw fish, chowders, and we're like, yep, five of those, three of those. Fuck, it's being a fat gun anyways, bro, but it was good feed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
You look a bit sloppy.
Nah, you're actual, like, fucking bit of a pox, bro. Nah, I'm talking working it off.
Trying to get in your head, bro. Oh, mean. Sounds like a mean trip. All right, boys, worst New Year's you fellas have ever had.
Oh.
I've had, mine haven't been too bad.
Fuck, you shit the pan at one? Was that news? Is that your story?
I've had the shits, yeah.
You talked about one of our earlier episodes.
Yeah. And I've had the shits on like Christmas Eve when I was meant to go to this festival. Fucking notorious for getting the shits before like a big event, bro. I had this girl that I was kind of seeing anyways. We were meant to go to New Year's Nelson. We were both in Nelson.
Sunny Nelson.
Sunny, beautiful place, bro. You know, we're meant to go to this little gig. And then she messaged me and said, oh, you know, not feeling too well. I was like, yeah, nah, sweet, all good. Anyways, went to this gig. And I happened, like, on the D floor, or, you know, where everyone's kind of dancing and shit, bit of, having a bit of a rage. And then Kelly Ignition comes on, bro. Mm-hmm. I look to my left, and it's the fucking chick that I thought I was seeing. Fucking grinding up to some other fucking whore.
She probably thought, oh, he won't be here.
Yeah, he won't be here. Yeah. Fucking dummy bro.
I don't see nothing, bro.
Yeah.
Good one. Get a little bump.
Yeah. Bloody, yeah, broke my heart on New Year's Eve.
Do you have a dance battle, Neff, or do you fucking just walk off, or what?
Crumpy on us?
I'm going to crump this cunt out on the stompy yard. We'll dance for it.
Crump, yeah, the old crump off. That was about the time when crumping was big, too.
Back in there.
Yeah, I was never a crumper, though.
Actually, yeah.
But, yeah, that was probably one of my worst New Year's, bro.
Fuck, yeah, just that sinking feeling to seeing her there, eh, Neff?
Mm.
Oh.
And that's a good song, too.
Yeah.
Haunts me, bro.
Oh.
Every time you played it, you would remember, oh, yeah, that bitch, actually.
Yeah, hard.
Say her name. No.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, fuck. I had a New Year's in Palmy North in the square. It was going good, bro. Hucked there. So I would have been a teenager and mum was away. And she said no parties. And I invited everyone back when I was hucked and get a phone call, bro. Because my mum could just, she's a tight, clean freak. She knew if someone was in the house by the mat being slightly tilted by 2 centimetres or whatever, and get a phone call from my home phone number. And it's my cousin. He's like, cuz, there's fucking, everyone's at your house. And we're talking cars everywhere. Highbury hoodlums, bro, hood rats. And I was like, oh, cuz, get home, bro. And there's cruisers in the carpet, smoke buds out in the fucking garden and shit. And the next day was try to clean up the best I could, bro. And the neighbours fucking snitched on me. So I was in the shit. Back then, the older brother had like moved home. Yeah, and fucking older brother gave me a little twack because he was like the father figure in the house. I had a good night, but yeah, there was a shit end to a good night. And saying that, but I can't remember most of my New Year's, eh? Half the time I'm too fucking wasted.
Remember that R&V one?
We can go into details on that, saying it, but that was good, bro. But on the way to the bros, travelled from the Naki to Gizzy and fuck, we got into Gizzy.
Man's place.
I was just going to say
our car broke down, bro. and fuck, the ignition wouldn't, just car problems as soon as we got there, bro. So I had to fork out money for that, but it was a good night. But like I'm saying, half these days, bro, I'm fucking in bed by 10 p.m.
Really
having a nap.
New Year's Eve anymore.
Nah, can't be fucked.
What about you, Joe? You got anything?
Yeah, bro, the last New Year's before I come to Aussie, bro, we camp on campsites, bro. So all the school leavers.
Yep.
So we're all camping there, bro. We're all raging out Whanganui, bro. It's on the east coast, just past Whangarei. We're all having a good time, bro. And then end of the night, you know, I'm looking for a little bit of bump and grind myself, Nev. And saw one of the chicks that obviously she went to school. I went to school with her and then started hooking up with her. It was later on, eh, bro, past midnight. Started hooking up with her. Went back to her tent, bro, you know, hooking up. Got the deed done. Woke up in the morning, I went, oh, I better go and, she was the local lifeguard too. I just had to go back to the tent where all our boys and where all our crew was, bro. We went back there and then the boys were going, now where'd you go? And I said, don't worry about me, bro, don't worry about me. And the little boys going, yeah. Anyway, I sat down, bro, you know, hungover as, just at the foot of the tent. And then the bro, Hilton, goes, like, how was your night, Cuzzy? Bro, I fucking hooked up with that lifeguard before New Year's. Yeah, fuck, she gave us a mean copy. The same one. and I haven't told that story since, bro. And
take that to the grave, you should have, bro.
Yeah, because he listens to this too, bro. So
she wouldn't have brushed her teeth either. Because at campsites, bro, you ain't brushing your teeth, bro.
I've just been holding on to that pride for a bit, eh? Yeah.
As the bro's rocks tasted.
Like Pangaroo.
Fuck, I just thought her mouth tasted like Himalayan pink salt, you know? But bro, to be honest with you, without me telling that story, that happens heaps out without even anyone knowing as well, bro. These Sheilas, eh? Gotta watch out for them, boy.
Okay, you would have been doing that because you would have been hung too the next morning. You would have been doing that. Try not to fucking spew up.
Hard.
Yuck.
Shot out hilt.
All right, boys, what are we hoping people will leave behind in 2023? I've got a couple. My one is fucking Vortekies. I hope they don't make it to 2024.
Really,
I'm sick of seeing a Vortek.
Yeah, Vortekies, but double tap.
Yeah,
last goal.
Double tap. Lash goal. Vortekies, bro.
There's an Instagram guy, bro. That's all he does on his Instagram. He's got heaps of followers. Aussie follower. Yeah. Critter. Just does Vortekies, and that's it.
Yeah. I'm following everyone that does a Vortekie on my story.
Yep. Fuck. Job will do one next episode.
I like triggering it.
And mullets as well.
Oh, bro.
Hopefully they don't fucking stick around.
The same.
I don't know how they made a comeback. I don't know how they AFL lasted so long.
Come back strong.
Yeah.
I actually gave my son a little mullet because he's a little mongrel.
What about these ones, Nef? Fuck. These
rat's tails, Carlos Spencer.
They never go out of fashion, these ones.
The mohawk mullets.
Thick mohawk mullies.
We're going back to 2006 now, Nef.
It's the bikey.
Yeah.
Carlos Spencer's.
You got the rebel haircut.
Yeah, that's it, boy. 1% better every day, baby.
1% better. That's what I'm hoping stays in 2023. You got anything?
Yeah, I've got one. Going to step on toes. The pressure of forcing pronouns on others.
Oh, you know, he, she,
they, them, her, she, fuck, he, him, whatever. Pressuring others to, you know, how you meant to know, and getting all upset about it. You know, all good if you want to be whatever the fuck you want to be. Yep. You know, fuck. But yeah, the pressure of pronouns, I think it's just a bit silly, you know. And also, like, you know, kids don't need to know that kind of, you know. We won't go into details.
Barry, go into details. So get us some views.
Oh, you know, I want to get a bit of backlash, but you know,
put weight on your lap, bro, and
protect the kids, bro. You know what I mean? Like the whole, you see it all over social media, and it does my head in. The whole transgender thing, and I think it's just, you know, kids at a young age are still kind of finding themselves.
Kids
should be taught
teaching.
Yeah, kids, and they taught in books, there's kind of kids' stories, and it's too much. I feel like kids should be taught just to respect others, not being taught on sexuality. There's a lot of it. So like I was saying, social media is quite bad where they let it out. And it was funny, I shared some before and after transformations and I got banned off Instagram. Yeah,
I get banned all the time.
3 days for exposing and skin. Guidelines and skin, and it done my head, bro, because you see, I was like, I just don't understand it. You're trying to motivate others and show others amazing transformations, and then you got fucking girls showing their camel toes, and I'm not joking, on TikTok, on thing, OnlyFans promoting the shit out of that.
But does that happen from someone reporting you?
Or
it picks it, the algorithm. It picks it up. Yeah, it'll scan your post, bro.
It's crazy, bro. Okay. It's crazy.
I try to hide mine, bro. So my first post was Coach Joe best transformations of the year. Then you went into the like transformation carousel.
Yep.
And they still got it, bro. I actually got about 6 hours worth of traction before they cut it off.
Yeah.
I can't, was
like, okay, that worked.
Yeah, but I can't even boost business posts now anymore. So it's blocking me from doing that. So I'm like, I was going back to personal account on Insta. It's funny, conspiracy theory that this guy told me up at the gym. He's religious and he was saying, this is his theory. I'm not saying it's mine, but he was like, going on about that pushing all that kind of stuff because we're in an overpopulated world now. So this is like this crazy theory that he had. And like, well, it kind of makes sense. That's your theory. But it's just everywhere, bro. I think it's fucking, I think it's a bit too much, especially for our young ones as well. But that's one of them. Like there's another story. I think I've told you there's a mum that stupid shit like this too. Her son identifies as a cat. And so she supported that. And when he got sick, she took him to the vets. And the vets trying to tell her, I can't help your son. And then she was on the news and everything. Like, you know, my son needs help. He identifies as a cat.
Stories so like that sell, bro.
Where's the line where you draw the line between, you know, sane and crazy? It's like, fuck, we got some, there's Fruit Loops out there. But now it's like accepting of a lot of crap. Not saying that, you know, pronouns, I'm not trying to step on toes, but I'm just saying some stupid shit out there.
I reckon 98% of the population understands with common sense, bro.
Yep.
But the 2%, they get some traction online, bro. And they rail up some people, eh?
There's even
they the, rail up,
there's
bro.
A video, bro, of a guy getting upset over the meat emojis. And he's trying to get Apple to get rid of meat emojis because he's offended. And I was cracking down a live feed and people are posting meat emojis in the comments.
Yeah.
So it's hard case. But yeah, another one I've got actually, boys, fuck, this is not off topic. On holiday, we went to Valentine's, you know, childhood memories. Yeah, and I was like, fuck, you know, as a kid, used to be a treat.
All you can eat.
All you can eat. But they had some good feeds. We decided there was a large group of us went to Valentine's, $180 I spent, and it was shit out.
Oh, they had really?
Very disappointing. All our childhoods were ruined, but we're saying Valentine's needs to go, bro. I think there's one left in Rotors. Need to leave that shit in the past, bro.
That's a good one. Stop ruining disappointed, bro.
Childhood memories, bro. Ruined my childhood memories. But that's me. That's me.
Nice. Just one more on when Pong brought up the whole he, she pronouns, transgender, the algorithm picking all that up and people getting, you know, caught up and stuff like that, bro. The true mark of a real true alpha male doesn't really worry about that sort of stuff, bro. We're worried about making money, success. We just stay out of that stuff, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of it. Yeah, so if you're a person that's driven and or just stay out of that stuff. Let it be, because it's only like 2% of the population, bro.
Mm.
You know, they've got
focus on the power.
They've got it in kids' books in high school, six sex ed and stuff like that now. Nephew's bought a book back, and I was like, fuck, this is a porno. It's fucked, but yeah, it's just times have changed, you know, different times.
Got anything?
Nah.
Nah, all
nah,
good.
Nah, nah.
We've got to keep moving anyway, because it's almost, we've got 15 minutes.
All good.
What are we hoping will come back in 2024? So it could be anything from your past.
I miss the whole old school childhood memories of kids getting outdoors, like we talked about on our trip, going to the Video Easy stores, but things like that can't come back. But just it would be awesome to get like those 90s childhood memories and things like that coming back.
Yep.
Which can't, but that's just something I'm going off my childhood and stuff like that.
Yep.
Yeah. Hard.
Georgie pie.
Mine would be like fucking OG like R&B, bro.
Hard.
You know.
Hard,
like fucking
still classic.
Shit like this.
Yep. Hard jams.
Bring this.
Bro, the shit's still good now, and music these days is shit. Old school house parties, bro. Like bro, back in the day.
Bring some. Or even this song. Remember this jam?
Yeah, hard.
Bro, aunties want to know what the joke.
Fucking do that shit.
You ain't gonna call me a boo.
Fuck. fucking yeah. gems. This is it, bro. These are bangers. Yeah. We should do a Horry's playlist. And
hard. But that's what I'm hoping will come back anyways. You fellas got anything?
Nah.
Yeah, bro, I've got what I want to come back, bro, is hard mahi. We've leant away from doing hard mahi. We're always trying to think. We want to do things smarter. We want to do it the smart way. We want to do a smart way that we're forgetting that how we got to the smart way is through hard mahi.
Very true.
We're missing a step. We're going to step five without just locking ourselves into step one. And that is hard mahi. Bring hard it back. Mahi.
Very true. Bring it back. Bring back hard mahi. Bring it fucking back.
Let's sit down.
All right. Levi, you got a quiz for us.
Here we are, boys. You're going to buzz in. Joe, you're going to do yolt. You're going to do a sig. We're not stepping on toes here. We've got a bit of a Kiwiana little quiz, boys. I've chucked a bit of a twist on some of these as well. I had to take out my fuck. I had a question, which was a more delicacy in the shopping malls, which is Shamiana. So I've taken that one out because we just talked on it. Cool. What is classed, in my eyes, as the ocean's butthole seafood? Kite.
Kinners.
Overrated whanau, sorry. I just think I understand. I'm going to talk on that. I understand kinners are
pussies, bro.
Like a Māori. It's like a lot of pressure that if you don't have kinner, are you even Māori?
You're not Māori.
I like kinner. I do like kinner out of the shell.
You're plastic.
But it's not a top five seafood. I'm sorry. I'm calling it. It's not a top five.
Plastic.
One to quite. What is a non-committal saying commonly said in NZ? Way to say kind of, but sort of not really.
Yena.
Buzzing.
Yoza.
Joe.
Yena.
Yep. Fuck. Buzzing. Nice. One piece. If you're at a watering hole and the pool's and someone says finish it off, our papa mean as?
Yoza.
Yoza. Joe. I'm going to say Yoza.
Manu. That's the one. Cool. Who won New Zealand Idol, the very first New Zealand Idol?
Sig.
Yoza.
Ben Lummis.
Kai. Yep. And bonus point for second place.
Yep. Oh, so, sorry.
Bonus point if you can name second place.
Ooh.
Was it that fucking, it was a
transgender?
Was it a chick?
nah. A white boy, Michael Murphy. Rosita Vi was on there too.
I was about to say Rosita.
Yeah. So you got the year now one, eh? You
know, Joe did. I got the Ben Lummis.
The Ben Lummis. Yep, nice.
He's your cousin, isn't he? Someone's cousin.
Yep, cool.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, from the North Bay.
Which fresh contestant made this word famous on Wheel of Fortune back in the day? Awesome.
Yolza.
See, that was me, yeah. David Tour.
David Tour. That's it. Fuck, it cracks
me up. For Awesome.
Yeah. Next one. Good Night Kiwi. Used to be on when telling kids when to go to bed. There was a kiwi, but what other animal featured on it? Jumps on him when he's on the bed.
Yolza? Tuatara?
Nah, you gonna have a stab or nah?
Yeah, I'll have a stab.
What?
Was it an albatross?
Nah, it's a cat.
Oh.
Cat. Okay, finish this sentence. You're not in Guatemala now.
Yolza, speak. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You're not in Guatemala now, Dr. Robert.
What are we at? Are we at three apiece?
Yeah.
Three apiece?
Yeah.
Cool, almost there. Oh, fuck, we have to miss this one too. Voted Shittest Town NZ. We talked on that. Fucking red shit. Which comedian wore a yellow towel?
See, Billy T.
Yep, nice. 4-3.
Nice, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Finish the sentence. Left my scooter outside the dairy.
See.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Next minute.
Yeah, that's it. Cool. Last one as well. So this is our last question. Name the song. And there's a bonus point if you can name the film that it's come from. Actually, name the person who sings the song, not the name of the song, and the movie it comes from.
Sing.
Yep. Pass, eh? If you get this, Job, and you get the movie it comes from, then you win.
Yep. I know it.
Is it Dave Dobbin and Footdrop Flats?
Bang, winner.
Yeah.
5-4. That's it. Short boys.
Bro, I was thinking like little Neil Finn come to my head.
Nah.
I know it's Dave Dobbin.
In Coterie just done a remake of it with Dave Dobbin as well.
I've seen that.
Mm.
Is that our quiz? Who won?
That's it. 5. He got the double point, bonus point, 5-4. Come in clutch.
Well done, bro. Well done. Well done. Lastly, boys, touch tourney. All right. So you're running this touch tourney.
Yeah, bro.
So do you just want to speak to the cameras and let them know the lowdown? Because we'll chuck this up on our content as well.
Sweet as. All right, whānau. The Hori's Tell Stories touch tournaments is on January the 26th, which is Australia Day. It's a Friday. 12 teams. We've got 9 teams registered so far, so we're just chasing 3 more. $650 is for a team registration, and there's $2,000 worth of prizes. We're having it at Harrisdale, which is the Arcs Rugby Club as well, and we are supporting Women's the Pink Ribbon Foundation for Women's Breast Cancer as
good
well.
Course.
So yeah, on the day, course, we'll have some links around just to make some donations to the Pink Ribbon Foundation. Hopefully I can get a representative down there as well. But the fields are all booked. If anyone wants to help with the koi, the canteens there, if you want to make a little bit more money as well. Bar will be open from 11 o'clock and we'll have a couple of food trucks down there as well, whānau. Hey, so yeah, nice, Hori's Tell Stories.
Good to go.
If touch tournaments.
Yeah, look, if this isn't a success, then this could possibly become an annual thing.
Yep.
Hopefully it does turn into an annual thing and then we can grow it and then, you know, just get to a point where we can track players and teams from, you know, around Australia or something, like turn it into like a Whakatane tournament, you know. But, you know,
early days.
Get through, you know, always like to be ambitious and try and think big. But awesome. All right, so I think we've got Pong's wisdom.
Yeah, come across this quote a little while ago and I actually just put in my notes. I thought it was a good one. If you find something to be grateful for, then you find something to look forward to and you carry on. With gratitude, optimism is sustainable. Have you told that one before?
No.
Heard you say it? Yeah, I thought that was a good quote. So, yeah.
Awesome, bro.
That's a quote.
Well, I'll close us out on Waiata then.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Call me a boo. I wanna fuck you.
Okay, good song. Bring back old school R&B, finally.
Who's this fella? Who's this fella?
504 Boys.
Oh.
I don't know who this actual rapper is.
Oh, actually.
504 Boys.
Yeah. Chuck it on the playlist, finally.
Yeah.
Get freaky with Mumsy tonight.
Yeah.
Good to go.
504 Boys, I can tell.
Yeah, hard.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you very soon.
Ciao, whānau.
Ciao, whānau.
Ciao, ciao. Later. Later. You ain't gotta say too much from the look in your eyes. I can tell you.